Welcome, 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 welcome back to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Thursday to you. It's Thursday, January the 14th. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON and you'll get 20% off your next order. You know, we have a lot to talk about today. And I really want to talk to you guys the most about the trade that didn't go down last night. The 76ers were going to trade Ben Simmons, Matisse Thybulle to the Houston Rockets for James Harden. I mean, some other pieces. But this is like the guy, the principal part of the deal. Now, it didn't go down because the Houston Rockets decided to go with a four-team deal. That would have had, that involved, of course, it was Houston, Brooklyn, it was Cleveland, and it was Indiana, right? Right now, the 76ers got to repair some relationships. You know, they have to. They have to try to make it seem like, oh, we were never going to trade you. Although everyone, I mean, if you don't think the Sixers were going to trade those two guys, I mean, I got something coming for you. Like, I mean, literally, I can sell you some stuff. Like, what's the saying go? I can sell you a beach home in, I'm about to say Chicago, but they got water in Chicago. But I can sell you a beach home in North Philly. You just put it that way, right? I can sell you a beach home in North Philly if you didn't think they were going to trade these two guys, right? So, like, basically, we're going to talk about that. Second segment, we'll talk about the 76ers moving forward or, you know, concerns this team has. Talk about some of that yesterday. And you know how we do in the third segment. We're just going to, you know, do what we have to do, right? You know, but listen, y'all. There is only one place that has you covered and one place we trust. That's BetOnline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use the promo code LOCKEDON, all caps, for your 50% welcome bonus, right? Now, in addition to hosting this podcast, this podcast is the only podcast that comes to you covering the Sixers 5 days a week. But in addition to hosting this podcast, I am the Philadelphia 76ers beat writer, right? So you can go to Inquirer.com and you can read up on the Sixers coverage. In today's paper or online, we have the article in regards to, you know, Ben Simmons and Matisse Thybulle possibly being traded, right? So let's get into that. So look, I understand how Daryl Morey said beforehand that they weren't going to trade Ben Simmons. I understand that. I get it. But if we want to be honest with ourselves, what else was he going to say? I mean, you never want one of your star players to know that you're shopping them or that you're not really shopping them, but you got him included in a deal to bring somebody else in. Right? You just don't want that. Because what can happen is a player knows that they're about to be traded or that they want to be traded. A player of Ben Simmons' caliber, a perennial, like, well, two-time All-Star. He played in the league. This is his fourth year. He made back-to-back All-Star games. He's an all-league guy. So maybe if he makes it this year, we can say perennial, right? But he's one of these guys who's a franchise-type player. Now, when he knows that the team isn't invested in him long-term, sometimes it could become a divide. It could become a relationship that's unrepairable. So, what you do is you do not want that player knowing that they're about to be traded. You just don't. And then, after you're unable to trade him, typically what happens is you call that player and you say, hey, all those reports weren't true. They were calling us and they were asking us, what did we want to do? we never wanted you. We never wanted to trade you. We just didn't. And you probably do the same thing to Matisse Thybulle. Well, not probably, you do. You will. You'll call him because Matisse was involved in it. And you'll say, hey, don't believe that all that stuff is false. We weren't trying to trade you. I mean, that's just how it goes. Because I'm telling you, you know, right now it looks like from the beginning that, you know, it seemed as if that this team was Joel Embiid's team. The moment that these guys, well, the moment that Daryl Morey got here, you know, he, maybe it was just an omission of Ben's name, but he spoke up Joel. He didn't really mention Ben, right? We all know that at that particular time, everyone wanted James. Not everyone, but there was a lot of people who wanted James, right? They wanted James Harden to be a Sixer. The thought was pairing James Harden and Joel Embiid would be the best 1-2 punch in the Eastern Conference. We're talking about inside out. So when you look at it, in order to get James Harden, you got to give up Ben Simmons. I mean, that was the Sixers' best asset, was to give up Ben Simmons. Now, if they didn't ask for 3 first-round picks and Ben Simmons and Matisse Thybulle earlier, it probably would have gotten done sooner. Right? It probably would have gotten done earlier. But the fact is they asked for that. The Sixers weren't willing to give all that up. And then they come back and say, no, we're not trying to get rid of this guy. We're not. Right? But I'm here to tell you, believe me, don't fall for the okey-doke. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, right? Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON and you'll get 20% off your next order. You know, the thing about me with Built Bar, I love Built Bar. People who listen to it, they all know it. I mean, I eat it all the time. You know, last night I was trying to, you know, like some of these, what you call it, these boosts, like dietary supplements. You know, I had my daughter take one and say, oh, no, Daddy, it's too strong. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, what are you talking about? And she was like, nah, I'm just joking with you because I know how you always talk about Built Bar. And it's true. You know, Built Bar has become a part of my life now. Like, I get up in the morning, I tell people I drink my coffee. Guess what else I do? I have a Built Bar, 1 or 2. And then when I drink my water, I make sure that I put a dietary supplement in there, from there. And I'm telling you, it's a great purchase. It's one of those things where I'm trying to get back in shape. It's working and helping me out. And I'm telling you, something that maybe you guys need to do too. Not maybe, you need to do it. So when you get done with this podcast, before you do anything else, you need to go to BuiltBar.com, use the promo code LOCKEDON, and get a percentage off your next purchase. I'm telling you, you won't regret it. You won't. Now, here's the thing. So you look at it, and you see what happens with the Sixers and, like, moving forward. And, you know, my thing is, it's kind of sort of, the reason why you got to repair this image is because if you're Ben Simmons right now, now regardless of what people say in the media, regardless of all the denials that are about to happen, I mean, believe me, oh, we were never going to trade Ben. No, we weren't. We weren't. No, we weren't. And they're going to say, Ben, no, we were never going to trade you. Mm-mm. But believe me, if guys weren't going to get traded, their agents wouldn't have contacted them and told them, hey, y'all, look, this is about to go down. It could go down, right? I mean, it could go down, right? Now, the deal is, if you're Ben Simmons and you look at it as if, here I am, I was the first overall pick. I was the guy, you know, who helped this team turn from a squad that's tanking to an Eastern Conference power. And now you want me out of here. You wanted to send me to Houston so you guys could upgrade and get James. that could be a hard situation. Now, I know that Ben and they say Doc have a pretty good relationship. You know, I know that Doc always says, I don't want him to shoot. I don't want this and that. You know, maybe they can, things could work out between those two. But you have to assume that when it comes down to the front office, you know, Ben is looking crazy at it. I mean, he knows that the fact that he's not an offensive player, so to speak, that he defers. And the Sixers wanted to have somebody who can score, produce points, and take over games. He's looking. Because in his eyes, he could say, like, okay, y'all didn't think I was a guy. Y'all thought James Harden was better. Now, if I am Ben Simmons, I'm going to have to be honest with you. I think I'm a little relieved that the trade didn't go through, though, because I don't think he would have been a great fit for John Wall in Houston. And here's my reason why. Ben Simmons is best with the ball in his hands. John Wall is best with the ball in his hands. If Ben Simmons went to Houston, I don't see John Wall giving up the ball. I mean, he's a point guard, right? I mean, he's a point guard. And Ben, what would Ben do? He would become a power forward, right? You can't call him a point forward. You will call him a power forward because the ball will be in John Wall's hand. Now, I actually think that for that team, Victor Oladipo is a better fit. So I think Houston got it right. I mean, because when you look at it, you're saying to yourself, well, if Ben needs the ball in his hands and we have John Wall, that's not going to work, but Victor Oladipo will work. Now, if I'm the 76ers, this is where I'm concerned at. Think about it. So, the Sixers, all the while, they wanted everybody to think that they weren't going to trade Ben, that they were happy with Ben. But stuff kept leaking out. Who leaked it? The Houston Rockets. You know, the Houston Rockets did to Daryl Morey what Daryl Morey typically does to people. And what that is it's kind of like if there's a trade and if he knows that he can get someone, sometimes, not him, but most general managers, what they do is they basically leak stuff out. Stuff gets out there. And a lot of people get upset. So what happens is the team that you really want to trade with to get said player, what happens is said player is reading reports saying, hey, hold up. So y'all trying to trade me? Y'all trying to initiate trades for me? And then what happens is it becomes kind of sort of a little bit of a, it can become a toxic relationship to the point to whereas you have to trade said player. Because he no longer wants to, he no longer buys in. And he wants to be a part of it, right? So, basically, you can look at this to as the Houston Rockets was like, all right, we want him if we can get what we want to get from the Sixers. If not, we're going to build, we're going to get what we can get from Brooklyn. But what I heard is that the Sixers, although, again, they're going to deny everything. I heard that the Sixers thought that they had a done deal. I thought that they thought that stuff was going to happen for them. And it didn't. Right? So you look at it, that's a hurt piece. When you think that things are going to happen and they don't. That's literally a hurt piece. Right? Because now you got to come back and you got to try to repair that relationship. I mean, that's tough. Now, I want you guys to know, wherever you go to subscribe to a podcast, you can subscribe to Locked On 76ers Podcast. As I said before, this is the only podcast that covers the Sixers that comes to you 5 days a week. In addition to subscribing to the podcast, you can follow me on Twitter at Pompey on Sixers. That's P-O-M-P-E-Y on Sixers. You can also follow me on Instagram at Pompey on Sixers, Twitter Pompey on Sixers, and you can read my work in Inquirer.com. Now, you know, I like Headspace, right? What you need to do is you need to visit Headspace/LockedOnNBA for a free 1 month trial with access to Headspace full library of meditation for every situation, right? I mean, you need to do that. Check it out. I'm telling you. You get a free 1 month trial for doing that. So if I was you, I would do that today. Now, we'll talk about tonight's game. The Sixers play the Miami Heat. You know, the Miami Heat had a great opportunity to steal a game against the Sixers on Tuesday. You know, I don't know if they can do it tonight. I think that Ben Simmons is going to come out with a vengeance. I mean, again, the team was about to trade him. He's going to come out. He's going to be motivated. The thing about Ben is, like, whenever you people give him a hard time or people say stuff about him, he always comes back and he plays hard, right? And, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. You know, you look at him and you see what he can do. And I say this over and over again, over and over again. You know, Ben is who he is. He never told us he was anything else. He's a distributor, right? But in order for the Sixers to win, he has to play. He has to step out of his comfort zone to win a championship. I'm not talking about the regular season. I'm talking about a championship. Now, the thing is, when you're a coach and you're a guy like Doc Rivers, yeah, you're going to support him. You're going to say everything you can publicly. But you have to believe behind closed doors, he's questioning and thinking like, I can't deal. I mean, I need more from him. I do. Because, you know, we could talk about Ben Simmons being Rondo all we want. But when people sag off of Rondo, Rondo would attempt to jump. Right? Rondo also, when Rondo won a championship in 2008, that was pre-analytics. I mean, and also Rondo wasn't the focal point. The focal point of the three All-Stars Hall of Famers on that team were Ray Allen, Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce. Paul Pierce is a future Hall of Famer, so I'm putting him in that category. You weren't going into games saying, I got to stop Rondo. So Rondo was a great point guard who made sure these guys got the ball. So Ben Simmons and Rondo is in a different situation. You know, Ben Simmons is that All-Star that you want to stop. He is a part of the game plan. So it's different. They all know that. They all played the game. They all won chips. And that's why they were going after James Harden. Now you may argue that it's tougher for them in the East. I mean, yeah. I mean, you got Brooklyn, you got Milwaukee. Look at the way Boston's playing. Indiana. I mean, Caris LeVert's a great player. And all that does is slide the Sixers down. Because they don't have that player. They don't. Maxie can develop into it, but he's not that player just yet. But hey, y'all, I want to thank y'all for listening. And have a great day. Peace.